What's up, people? This is JJ. This is BS3 Network. This is the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast. We are live, and in a second, I am going to have a friend join me. His name is Weldon. So let's sit back, relax, talk some hockey, and enjoy the show. I'm not going to lie to you.
That first period, they looked really good. I mean, and that was a track meet that first period.
Yeah, it was.
And that is something that does not play well into the Stars' hands right now.
No. That's putting it mildly, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah. And it seems like the last few games, that's what they've started out playing, is this little track meet game. And then, you know, then they get their feet under them, and then they go. But man, it's like, come on, let's you know, be careful with our passes, and
you know, yeah,
stop those little cross the blue line, and let's do a little wheel, and you know, and leave the puck right there, and you know,
trying to play NHL 24 in real life.
Yeah. So
if we do this, it'll go through the net and it'll count. Yeah, no.
But
that's an exaggeration, by the way.
But Jake, I mean, he's playing lights out again.
Man, he is. I think he's a stud.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of obvious. But
yeah. I think he's going to break every record that any Stars goaltender holds, you know, including Mr. Hall of Fame inductee. As of what, Saturday night when they issued in Belfour?
Oh my, no, he's not gonna touch Belfour.
Oh yeah.
No way.
Belfour's only got 168 wins with the Stars.
Only?
You don't think Jake's gonna, he had 37 last year. He had, I think, 30 the year before. He's already a third of the way there.
He might get close, you know. I mean, I'm not. What's the phrase? Never say never, I believe.
Oh, I think he's gonna. I think he'll take Belfour's win record.
I thought Turco was gonna be the next big thing, and they ended up sending him to Chicago.
Well, that was towards the end of his career. So,
still. Everybody acted like he was the best thing since freaking Belfour. And what happened to him? He petered out.
So,
well, I mean, that's kind of stupid. Never mind.
Because with, I mean, now granted, his Belfour's total wins are 484, but that's over his career of 963 games played.
See, Jake would have to stay extremely healthy. I mean, he's not been Bishop, so there is that. But you got to put the guy in bubble wrap, though, to make sure he stays safe.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been taking some shots here recently, and nothing seems to bother him.
Yeah, he is. He's a tank. For sure. I mean, maybe he's the next big thing, but, you know, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. What's that saying? I don't know. I'm flubbing everything up. Whatever.
I think he'll take Belfour's wins with Dallas. Now it'll take him a long time to ever, you know, get anywhere near the other ones.
Yeah, true.
Because you figure, because I'm looking at Belfour's stats right now. So his first year, 97-98, he won 37 games. 98-99, he won 35. 99-2000, that was the cup year, he won 32. Jake has done that every year that he's been the full-fledged starter. He won 30-something last year. He won 37 this past season. You know, he's already, 3 wins now? Other than the you know, blowout screw-up that Wedgwood created the other night.
Oh, man, that I just want to hang my head in shame for him the other night. I don't know. I'm afraid to anoint Jake the best ever.
He's got to earn it.
Yeah.
But he's starting off already playing at, you know, at that kind of level that the amount of games that Belfour and Turco played and everything. Because he's going to continue to play that many games. I bet you this year he plays at least 50 games.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Because unless we get a really good backup or Wedgwood steps it up, they're going to be afraid to put Wedgwood in.
I think I would be afraid to put Wedgwood in, honestly. I think I said that to you, or maybe it was my other friend. I was like, yeah, no. I would rather put... This is a gamble, and I've said it before. I'd rather put Matt Murray in over Wedgwood, and Murray's not even very well proven.
Yeah.
So he's got a big test coming tomorrow if they play him.
Oh, yeah. Jake will play tomorrow night. Guaranteed. Oh,
thank God. Thank God.
Guaranteed Jake will play.
Because they have, who is it, Marner? They have Austin Matthews. Am I missing somebody?
There's several guys in there.
Three of them jumped out at me when I was first thinking about this, and I was going to write about it too.
Oh, Tavares.
Thank you, Tavares. Three guys right there. Oh my gosh. Jake has to, well, okay, maybe not has to, but in my head, I could see him standing on his head.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a crazy game. And I didn't think the other night would have been 4-1 either. But so I don't know nothing, but you know.
Yeah, because Toronto's 4-2. We're 4-0-1. So, you know, they've proven that they can be beaten.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's beat them yet. So,
yeah, that's what I need to look at. I have the email in my back pocket too.
Yeah.
Not a good sports guy, am I?
Well, you're just not very prepared at times, you know?
At times. Kind of fly by the seat of your pants type.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's okay, though. You'll have an article about it, and you'll be able to harass me, so.
Oh, you mean I got to read something?
I mean, you don't have to, but it's me we're talking about.
You need to get that thing where you can have somebody read it to me, you know.
Audiobook.
Yeah, there you go. Audiobook for a podcast, you know.
Wait, isn't that what a podcast is?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh my gosh. Dude, my brain shorted out just thinking about that. What the? Okay. Hockey. Maple Leafs. Pancakes. Yeah. I don't know who's going to be in net for them tomorrow, but I am going to check this email. Hopefully. Ah, okay. Let's see. Did you know? I'm sure you did. Tyler Seguin's kind of on a hot streak.
Yeah. He's got points in three of his last, or points in the last three games, I think it is.
He scored a goal in two of his last three games.
Okay.
Against the Maple Leafs, actually. And he has 16 to his name in the last 12 games against them. That's just against Toronto, though.
Nice.
Sagan leads. Huh?
Now if he could just do that against Anaheim. If he could just score against Anaheim.
That'd be nice.
Get that one team that he hasn't scored on. So.
And so Ottinger also made a season-high 38 saves on 39 shots in the 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. See, to me, I don't care what Pittsburgh's record is. I feel like they're always going to be in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And that really threw me for a loop how Jake's just like, yeah, nope, you're not scoring. Crazy. He's got third with three wins and fifth with 1.44 goals against average. And he ranks sixth with a 952 save percentage. Wow. Did you know any of that?
No.
He's tied. Say again?
Very nice.
Yeah, he's okay. I'm going to shut up because I've told you the young guys are what I'm scared of. And yeah. Third in wins, 37. Sixth in save percentage, 919 overall. Is that right? Ranked seventh in goals against with 2.37 among goalies who have played in at least 25 games. And he tied for second in the league with four shutouts. That's last year.
Yeah.
Okay. That little piece of information is what kind of got me because I was going, wait a minute. Huh? Okay. That's missing. And let's see. Toronto is third in the Atlantic. They have 8 points. They're 4-2, as we said. Power play is 35.0%, 7 for 20. Penalty kill is 75%. So you may not score against them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 15 of 20. The Stars, they are 15 of 15 on the penalty kill. 12.5 on the power play. What's going on with the power play?
They just can't get it together.
Is that their only weakness though?
Right now it is. I mean, their D is a little sloppy right now. They got to get that tightened up. So
they should have did that like today before Toronto. You know?
Yeah.
I would say they should have did that yesterday, but you know, it's not game day yet, so there's no sarcasm in there, I don't guess. I don't know, man. I worry about taking penalties against them with that 75%. Yikes.
Yeah.
So that means they don't mess around. Do you feel like, by the way, do you feel that the power play with the shorthanded goals the other night, do you feel like they are more on the penalty kill when they're on the power play, or is it just my imagination? I was trying to find the right words for it, but I feel like when the Stars are on the power play, it feels more like a penalty kill. Like they're just chasing.
If they're playing against a fast team, I mean, now like Anaheim is an extremely young team, and even Philadelphia's, other than Drew and a couple of other guys, they're a young team. I mean, they've got some young kids that, you know, are very, very puck hungry.
Yeah.
And I think they're just playing a little too loose right now. And, you know, that's kind of what bit them in the butt the other night. Because some of those weren't bad passes. They were a little slow and, you know, allowed that guy to jump in and freaking take off, you know. But some of those, Wedgwood's got to stop them. I mean, those weren't, you know, those three shorthanded goals were, none of them were pretty, you know. One of them was a straight up rush in and shoot on him. you know, an average goalie should be able to stop that.
Yeah, true.
You know, now if they're, you know, going side to side and, you know, and then something like that, you know, yeah, maybe, you know, but still, it shouldn't happen. So
that scares me about Toronto, because those three guys that I mentioned, probably somebody off the wall too, if they're not paying close enough attention. Well, then again, maybe not, because Ottinger might be playing or is playing, right?
Yeah, that, Otter will play tomorrow night.
That penalty kill just scares me. Oof. I don't know, man, but it's an important stretch of games, period, the next few games.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like that one fan I told you about, at least I think I told you, that masqueraded as a Stars fan in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like that guy. I'm starting to feel like every game, at least for the next little stretch, is a must win.
Well, I mean, they're all must wins. I mean, we want as many points in the bank as possible, because, you know, yeah, tomorrow night's probably, other than the Vegas game, is probably going to be our toughest test. I would put Toronto above even Pittsburgh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh is, I mean, yes, they have big name marquee talent, but they're getting old. Sid didn't look like Sid last night. You know, that one bumble that he did that ended up costing him to be a goal.
Yeah.
That's very unlike Crosby. Much as I don't like him, you know, he's an incredible hockey player.
Yeah, he really is. He doesn't make much mistakes.
You know, Marner, Matthews, Tavares, you know, all of those guys are top notch, you know, and you've got three of them that, you know, at least usually two of them sit on the same line.
Yeah.
And then you've got, what is it? William Nylander. He's the other one, you know, he's kind of the dark horse of that group. So
I think that was the one I was drawing a blank on, William Nylander. Those dudes can get you from anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, just about. I said the same thing about Pittsburgh, and they ended up getting beat 4-1 by the Stars.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, we're back. We had a little bit of a technical issue over here. So,
Is the storm kicking up over there?
It's a different one. Yeah, it's more of what I've been. Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff, you know.
Well, the storm's about to kick up, so.
Yay. Okay. So I was looking, and there's a whole slew of people I forgot about. Number one being Morgan Rielly.
Oh, yeah.
Number two being, nope, not going to say him because he's a whole minus two. I was going to say John Klingberg. I did forget.
He'll play. The other guy won't play.
The other guy?
Yeah.
Morgan Rielly?
No. Morgan will play.
Morgan will play. You got Jared Dono. Oh, my.
The big D-bag that everybody hates.
Al Reeves.
Yeah, he won't play.
He's got 6 games played and 0 points.
They must have an injury bug or something going on, because I'm shocked that he's actually playing.
I'm going to keep my personal opinion out of it. I'm going to try to anyway. Yeah, he sucks. We'll say that.
Yeah. He does. He's only good at one thing, instigating fights or crushing somebody into the wall to injure somebody.
Yeah. Which brings to mind one question. How do we get around that? Just on the off chance he does play.
Our captain, mainly. He's the only one that would step up to fight him.
That is a sad thing. That is a real sad thing.
The stars aren't built for fighting anymore.
True.
I mean, most teams in the league are not built for fighting. You look at the guys that have been fighting recently, you know, because I see them pop up on my Facebook feed every morning. They're not guys that normally fight.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bunch of no-name guys that are trying to make an impression in the league, and so
yeah, there is that. Okay, well, so should let's go ahead and ruffle your feathers a little bit. Should they just take out fighting altogether?
No, because it's got its place.
I mean,
what? So say you take out fighting altogether. What's the consequences for a guy that's just basically a goon out there to hit, try to hurt people, that goes in and crushes Wyatt against the boards, or crushes Robo against the boards, or takes a run at Jake, you know, and hurts one of them? Somebody's got to step up and answer to him, you know. So, you know, fighting still has its place, but it's becoming more and more that you don't see it too often.
So, that to me is, I mean, I would think that it is important to it because of what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's what the Stars are missing. Like, you can't just rely on Jamie.
No, I mean, Jamie and probably Marchman are your two, you know, your fighters. I mean, even you saw Hawk and Pa, you know, getting that little scrum the other night. And, you know, he wasn't very effective. I mean, he's not a fighter. He's a hitter. You know, you get 6'6" and, you know, 220 pounds ram you against the boards, you know. But, you know, I don't think he's a fighter.
Right.
So
that was pretty evident.
Yeah. I mean, he can fight. I mean, I've seen some of his fights on YouTube and, you know, but I mean, even he, you know, he's getting a little bit older now and, you know, fighting is kind of a young dude's game, you know, unless you're just a guy the size of Reeves and, you know, a couple other guys in the league.
So. Well, I hope we do not see Reeves.
I don't think we will.
That my thought is like, what if they use him like, was it St. Louis or Vegas, where he played against us?
Oh, he always played. Well, he played both teams. He always played against us.
I feel like they put him in there at one point to make a statement. I think it was a Vegas game.
Well, the Vegas game is the one that he took out Cogliano.
Oh, that's right.
That's when Cogliano was, you know, still on his Iron Man streak, and Reeves put him into the board with kind of, I mean, it wasn't an illegal hit, but it was a blind hit from the side, and you know, so
that would be very good for a fighting type guy.
Yeah.
Straighten his butt up. Well, all right. So Toronto is just hours from now, obviously. We're doing this the day before the game, but I don't know when it's going to air. So forgive me for that. But who do you see as the Stars' biggest threat in Toronto?
Either Wyatt or Roope.
Really?
Wyatt is just sneaky. He's sneaky the way he gets his puck off. He seems to be in that right spot, you know, almost all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Roope and Robo, they're always driving to the net. you know, but Wyatt's just being sneaky and getting out in those little open ice areas and, you know, getting a quick pass from Jamie or, you know, Dodonov and, you know, scoring. So, I mean, I think he's going to pick up right where he left off, you know. I mean, he already, I don't know what the injury he had was, but it sure as hell doesn't look like it's affecting him right now. You know, he's skating great. His hands are still there. So.
Yeah, that's a good thing when you can have somebody miss time and just get plugged right back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good thing.
You know. Rope looked the same way when he came back in. I don't know what the upper body injury that he had, but I mean, it sure as hell didn't affect his skating.
No.
So.
Man is a beast.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's got to get looked for in that Selke candidacy.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's our best defensive forward, him and Foxa. And Foxy even got some votes last year. So,
you know, did he?
Yeah, when they released, you know, who actually got votes and who voted and everything. Foxy, I think, got 12 votes or something like that. But Rope got some votes in there too. So the Stars have just got to show up against teams like Toronto, Montreal. You know, where all these writers that, you know, for the mainstream media of hockey are. And, you know, they got to prove that they can play with the big boys, you know, even though Toronto can't get out of the first round, or if they do, they get swept the very next round. And, you know, so.
Look at Weldon with the hard hitting statements. Ouch.
Well, call them like I see it, you know.
So
they've got great players. They just, you know, I'm sorry, their goaltending sucks. When it comes down to the big part of it, their goaltending is their weakness. It's the same way with Edmonton, you know. When you've got guys that like Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and then you put Jack Campbell and Skinner is your goalies, you're asking for trouble. You know.
Man, that's saying something, because
unless their defense gets way, way better, you know. So
ouch. So, okay. Well, how do you beat Toronto then? Like, what's your three keys? What are you looking for them to win that game?
Puck possession is one. Mm-hmm. Get away from these turnovers that we're making at the blue line and allowing their guys to transition and go back to getting shots on goal. And Dallas has got to get on them early. Mm. They've got to go in there and get one or two goals in the first period.
And they need to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't run in there and have six shots on goal, you know, in the first period, and then second period they might double that, and then the third period they triple it. You know, they've got to come out shooting and testing their goalie, which I don't even know who their goalie is. I mean, that's saying something there.
Right, same here. And that's one thing I noticed the other night as well. They had like, what was it, 11 shots or some crazy stuff like that going into the second period?
Mm-hmm.
Against Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
11 shots. What are they missing? Why is it only 11 shots?
No idea.
Like, do they need to get angry and just start shooting more? Is it afraid? Like, fear?
I don't think it's afraid. I think they've just, you know, I think they look for that, and they've done this since I've been a season ticket holder. They look for that pretty pass or that, you know, perfect setup So
yeah, they've done that for years.
Yeah,
like they get real cute with it. Maybe that's it. Maybe they just need to quit being cute.
Yeah. Let's see who it says their goalie is. Oh, Wall or Wool or however the hell you pronounce this kid's name. Joseph Wall.
Let's hope he's not a wall against the Stars.
Well, he's pretty much a rookie goaltender. He's been with them since 21. He started 4 games in 21, 7 games in 22, and 2 games in 2023.
Two games.
So far this year. I think they're... How many games have they played? I think they're up to 6 games. Something
4
like.
And 2.
So, you know. Yeah. And see, and that's the other thing. Dallas has been behind the eight ball because we got such a slow start. One game and then, oh, we have a week off, you know. Before we get the next game, you know, well, you know, where other teams, they were up to 4 games before we were up to our second game.
Right.
So it's like, who in the hell made that schedule? You know?
Yeah.
And then come November where we're playing every other day, you know,
this schedule of the NHL is not for the faint of heart.
No. and this isn't even a Olympic year. You know, if they get to go back to the Olympics, then the schedule gets compressed even more, you know, because you think about it, this month we've had 7 games in from the 12th to the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
November, we have 15 games, 14 games. 14 games in 30 days.
Holy moly. Are they trying to exhaust those guys? Jeez.
Yeah. So it's the entire Cowboys season in 1 month with a better outcome.
I was waiting for that jab.
So, because the first week of November, we play 3 games in 4 days.
Dang. Oh,
my God. We have our first back-to-back of Calgary and Edmonton, a day off. They go to Vancouver, a day off. They fly back to Texas, and they face Boston.
Ooh, that'll be a game to watch. Right?
That's going
to
be a good game.
Yeah, it is.
Then they got 2 days off. They go again, fly off, go to Columbus and Winnipeg.
Mm.
And then fly back from Winnipeg and So they leave Winnipeg. They go to Minnesota on a back-to-back. Come home. 1 day off, and then they play Arizona, and then they have 3 days off, and then we have a 4 game homestand, including Thanksgiving in there.
Jeez, dude, that schedule's bonkers.
Yeah,
kind of giving them the long stretch of. Well, let me reword that. They're giving them the wrong long stretch of time with no games. Like,
yeah, this is our shortest month.
This should not be the shortest month. It should be a little later in the season.
Yeah. And then we get it all the way up into February where we have 3 back-to-backs in 3 weeks.
Good grief.
All because of the All-Star break. Yeah, this schedule this year is absolutely crazy.
I wonder if it has anything to do with the playoff finish.
It's because it goes longer. Like a lot of the announcers, you know, from these different NHL shows are talking. They want to get it to where October 1st we start.
Mm.
Every team starts October the 1st. And then you're ending it by the end of May, you know. Because let's see, what is our absolute last game is April 17th.
Wow.
So if you shortened it, or not shortened it, but started the season a week and a half to almost 2 weeks earlier, you would be ending the season about early April, you know, maybe the second week in April.
That's crazy.
So you would be getting done by, you know, April, May, June, you would be in the Stanley Cup. So.
So let's just exhaust all these guys for as long as we can and then see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, and like I said, wait till the Olympics come around.
That's my favorite time, actually.
You know, and then they're off for, what is it, 2.5 weeks?
Yeah.
See, I think that the year that the Olympics are around, there should not be an all-star.
That's a good point.
Because you've got too many guys leaving and going somewhere else, you know, whatever country it's going to be in. You know, there shouldn't be an Olympic or a all-star break. It should be your Olympic break in, what is it, usually January, something like that?
Yeah.
And then you let the rest of the league have their 2 weeks off and, you know, doing whatever they need to do. And then we start back up.
Yeah, I'm kind of inclined to agree with you there. Like, that just sounds a lot better.
So,
when do we have the Olympics again? Was it next year?
Yeah, I believe it's next year. But I think there's, I don't know if they've come back and actually said, yes, we're going to allow NHL, you know, to play in it.
I hope so.
I haven't kept up with it that much.
That's the only way it makes sense to me.
Well, between the Olympic break and then, you know, when they want to do the World Cup of hockey, which I like that idea. I mean, I still like the guys being able to play for their country.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like the All-Star break where it's only the superstars, you know. It's right. It's the everyday Joes that are from whatever country, you know, because like say Germany, you don't have that many guys in the NHL from Germany. I mean, other than Leon Draisaitl, who else is there? You know, he's basically playing with his national team.
Yeah.
You know, now Finland and Canada and the U.S. and, you know, then those are, you know, those are all-star teams. You know, that's like when they did the fantasy projected Team USA, and it was like, oh my god, you know, these guys are gonna rival Canada, you know. You know, because I mean, you think about it, you've got the Tkachuk brothers, you've got all the Hughes boys, you know, then you've got Robertson, Ottinger, Harley, you know, countless other US born players, you know, in there. So, you know, they're Canada's not going to have a runaway like they normally do.
No.
And then the Finns, you know, those guys are tough too now. I mean, there's more and more of those guys coming into the league now. So, you know, that's when I like to watch, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So
that's a lot of fun. I saw something on social media too that said, I believe it was the NFL he was making fun of. He's like, why do y'all call the team that wins the big game the world champions when people from all over the world aren't even playing?
Oh, that was the, I know who you're talking about. He was a sprinter for Team USA.
This dude was actually Canadian.
Yeah. Well, it was along those lines, because even a sprinter from track and field, he said the same thing. He's like, why do you call yourselves world champions when you only play teams in y'all's, you know, division? You don't play teams from all over the world, you know, because of football or whatever. He said, we are world champions because we run against everybody. We compete against everyone from, you know, mm-hmm. all over the world. So
kind of makes you wonder, what about the All-Star game? Like, I remember it was US versus the world at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not go back to that? The stupid 3-on-3, man, that bothers the living you know what out of me. The 3-on-3 All-Star game.
Yeah.
It's so freaking cheesy.
Oh, and it's just because that's what they, it used to be the, just the regular 5-on-5. And I mean, I like the 3-on-3, but now that they've kind of figured it out and they figured out how to slow it down a little bit, now mm-hmm. it's not as boring, but I still like it better than 5-on-5.
Really?
I would rather see overtime be 10 minutes of 3-on-3. Wipe out the shootout. 10 minutes of 3-on-3. If at the end of the 10 minutes, no one wins, each team gets a point.
Ah, so you want the old tie thing back.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me at all. Because I feel like...
Because literally it comes down to a skills competition.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it
comes down to like a hard-fought game being in somebody else's hands.
Yeah. Because then it's the same three guys, or well, about the same five, if you know, if the shootout gets extended a little bit. You know, for Dallas, you can automatically name the top five guys that are going to shoot. You know, it's going to be Rope, Robo, now Duchesne, Sagan, and Pavelski.
Ugh.
You know, you go and look at any top team, and it's going to be their top three to five guys that are going to, you know. So.
I heard that ding.
Yep, that was you.
That wasn't me. That's unprofessional.
You're sending me messages.
That wasn't me. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it was. I was answering a question.
Don't lie now.
I would never lie. The lie detector test has determined that was a lie. Oh, man.
He is not your daddy. No. That still sounds weird when players are doing the interviews and they say, yeah, daddy had a great game tonight. It still sounds weird, you know, because even Jamie called him daddy. It's like, who's your daddy? You know. from that old line from, you know, remember the Titans. Who's your daddy, Gary? So.
Oh, man. Yeah, speaking. Okay, here we go. Worst NHL nicknames. What do you got? I think daddy takes a cake.
No, it's and it's going to be a guy that I absolutely detest.
Uh-oh.
Biz.
Oh, Bissonette.
I absolutely cannot stand that guy.
What's wrong with Bissonette?
Just don't like him.
Dude, he's awesome. I love his sense of humor when I've seen it on people's YouTube channels. Wow, English.
Well, let's see. When he said that someone should run Jake to get a goal past him,
oh,
I lose absolute all respect for the man.
He said that.
Yes, and he said that on national TV.
Oh, that that's not very classy, dude.
You know.
That's not classy at all.
And how do you put Biz in the arena with Wayne Gretzky, Henrik Lundqvist? I never can remember the TNN guy's name, and Kevin Weeks. You know, how does Biz fit in there? The man didn't play worth a crap when he played. It's bad when Henrik Lundqvist, a goalie, has more points than he does.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and he's a color analyst or, you know. I like him about as much as I like Mike Milbury.
Oh, ouch.
You know. Mr., you know, beat someone with a flip-flop in the stands.
Okay, that part is kind of funny.
Yeah, but he's kind of a douche too, so.
Not surprised. Okay, well, I mean, so Toronto's tomorrow, just hours away, depending on when you're listening. Man, can you give me a prediction for your score, you think?
4-2, Dallas.
Okay, who's your goal scorers for the Stars?
I think Wyatt's going to get one. Robo. Miro. And maybe Pavs tips another one in since, you know, I think he's our leading scorer right now. You know, the ageless wonder.
Ah, I still find that insulting.
Hey, I wish I was in that good of shape, even at, you know, even when I was 39. I wish I was in that kind of shape.
The man is a machine.
He's just figured out that he skates hard, but he doesn't have to work as hard to score his goals. 3 goals, 3 assists right now.
Wow.
6 points.
Wow.
In 4 games.
So that makes it sound like he's going to score, like, I don't even know. What do people say? He's on pace to score 200. Screw it. We'll say that.
Well, I had him for predictions of 25 goals and 55 to 60 assists this year.
Pavelski?
Yeah. He had 70 something points last year.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So he's got it in him, you know. I mean,
he does.
You know, he's already at 3 goals. So, you know, he's a third of the way there or eighth of a way there right now. So, you know.
Wow. Man, he is. Wow. Holy cow.
I think he can, you know, I think he's going to be a power, you know, another powerhouse this year for us.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Do you think he re-signs with us at the end of the season, or do you think he retires?
I think he'll do. If they're close, I think he'll do another season.
I hope he does.
So right now, the Joe Pavelski, the homeowner, is the leader in points right now. And his tenant, Wyatt Johnston, is right behind him, only by a point. Wyatt's got 2 goals, 3 assists. Joe's got 3 goals, 3 assists.
Wow. How crazy is that? They live together. And wow, I wonder.
Yep.
You got me all in my head now. I wonder if it's because they live together.
Oh, you know he's got to be picking his brain when, you know, when they're at practice or they're, you know, because they used to ride to practice together until Wyatt bought a car.
Oh, he finally has a car?
Yeah. He bought him a, what did he buy him last year? A Bronco, one of the new Broncos. I saw it one of the days that I was at the practice arena waiting for him and so.
Dang. All right.
So this kid, he's not flashy with his money, you know. I mean, he makes, you know, nice money right now. He's going to be due for a raise here in a year or so. But
who, Wyatt?
Yeah. When he gets his first contract. He's still playing on entry-level deal.
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yep.
Dude, that's wild. Yeah. Like I was saying the other show, he's only 20 and he feels like he's like, I don't want to say like Mike Modano level, but he feels like he owns the ice when you watch him.
Yeah. He's very smart with how he plays. He doesn't,
that's crazy.
He doesn't seem to put himself out of position too often. You know, and he's always around the puck.
It's crazy, man.
So,
and then we have Robo finally getting on the score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you said he scores one in your prediction.
I think he'll score one.
Let me ask you this. What in the world took him so long to finally get a goal?
I think because he's getting, and he's going to get this all year. It's not going to be breezy for him because people see now that he is a top line guy. You know, they're going to get, you know, that Avengers line is going to get the number one D pairs every single game. So it's going to be harder for him and Rope to score.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I wonder if they would mix up the lines a little bit and put Johnston, Robo, and we'll say Sagan together at some point.
Unless one of them get hurt, I don't think they're going to mess with that top line, you know.
Yeah, you're right. That'd be kind of stupid.
You know, and you know, like the other night we saw, what was it? Delandria had switched up. Was it Johnston? And I don't remember who it was, but Delandria had slid into somewhere where Ben was playing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a little bit more aggressive line.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I think that's a good line as long as they can stay out of the penalty box. Because Delandria does have a habit of getting penalties. Or at least he did last year. I don't know how he is so far this year. No, he's only got 2 minutes of penalties.
Is that it?
Yep, so far.
Wow.
Hawk and Paw's leading us, you know, of course. Or not Hawk and Paw, Marchment with 13. So
wait,
hey Jamie, Jamie's being good. Jamie's only gotten that 1 5-minute for fighting. So
hang on. Jamie only has 5 minutes.
Yep.
What is this world coming to?
Hell, Hawk and Paw's got 9 minutes.
A fight and two minors?
Yep, fight and two minors.
Wow.
Rope has zero.
Not surprised there at all. We are talking about Rope.
Miro has zero. Foxa has zero. Sam Steele has zero. Rope, zero. And Thomas Harley, Dodonoff, both at zero.
Let's circle around back to Foxa for a second. He does have one body, though.
Well, he's already knocked a dude out, so. That was crazy.
I didn't know whether to cringe or laugh about that hit.
The guy put a good shot on him. He knocked Foxa down, but damn, when you knock your own self out, you know, it's like, kid, keep your chin up. Because I went back and watched that, you know, that hit two or three times to finally figure out where the kid made contact that knocked himself out. And he hit himself in the jaw.
Oh.
With what looked like maybe it wasn't a shoulder. He didn't hit him on, you know, like the cuff of his shoulder. He must have caught Fox's pads just right or something, but he was out before he hit the ice.
That's what the announcer said, too. I think it was Razor that said it.
Yeah. And that's what's scary. I mean, because, you know, that's kind of what, you know, happened to Pavelski. But Pavelski was still awake, and then his head cracked the ice, and that's when he went loopy. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's scary. I mean, but that was a big open ice hit. So
that just tells you how tough Foxa is too.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that kid's all right. And so
let's hope he learned a lesson too.
Yeah.
Be careful how you hit somebody. You could hurt yourself.
Yeah. No kidding.
I kind of hope. Okay. The savage in me kind of hopes I see that again against Toronto. I want to see somebody try to hit Foxa, and I want to see Foxa just not even budge and see that other person drop. That would be so funny to me.
Well, that'd be nice to see him drop Reeves like that, but, you know, I think that guy's got a pretty strong jaw.
Cross-check.
Nah, we don't need anybody thrown out, so.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, I mean, what else you got for me? Anything?
So you got my prediction. What is yours?
For Toronto?
For tomorrow.
I was wrong about Pittsburgh. I don't know if I feel comfortable with giving you my prediction on Toronto tomorrow. I'll say 3-2 Dallas.
Okay.
And I'll say overtime as well. Because Marner and company just scares me.
Yeah.
That's not disrespecting Dallas at all. It's just, I know that Toronto can get you from just about anywhere. Tavares, Marner, Matthews, all those guys, like, yikes. So, I mean, they would have to buckle down and, you know, control the puck a little bit more. Like, and they need to shoot, for crying out loud, shoot the puck. Stop looking for pretty passes. I'm sitting there yelling at the TV, like, would you just shoot already?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's how you do it. Like, you shoot the puck. You got it. I don't want to say you crash the net against the goalie, but, you know, I almost feel like you have to. Dump the puck in on him, get set up, get the puck, and then cycle it, do whatever you got to do. But don't always wait for the pretty passes, because that's not how you win.
Yeah. And that's the thing they run into at home.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Because they want to entertain, they look for those pretty passes.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
on the off chance that the Stars management and players hear this, which I highly doubt, maybe if you want to entertain us, blow somebody out.
Yeah. I want to see another 10-1 game.
Oh my gosh. That 10-4 game last year.
Yeah.
I about lost it. I didn't know they could do that. Yeah. We need to see that. Yes, we do. 10 goals, 12 goals, 5 goals, whatever. Just shoot the puck.
Yep.
What?
Shoot, you know.
What percentage of the hockey fan base, you know, throughout the NHL, what percentage do you think actually enjoy the one-goal games?
Oh, I think people like them because it's excitement.
Yeah. Know? Not when I mean, you have 13 overtime.
I always like a game that's, you know, yeah, the 10-4 game was fun, but I don't think I'd want to watch an entire season of that, of just blowing teams out every single night, because, you know, that would kind of get redundant. I like the close games. I don't necessarily like the nail-biter games where it's, you know, like the other night when they gave up 3 shorthanded goals, but they kept coming back to tie it, and, you know, so... You know, and then winning in overtime, it was like, oh my God, just, you know, stop already. So. So. But yeah, I think tomorrow night's going to be the same test for them that they did against Vegas. You know, it's not going to be an easy game. So, you're there?
One more time?
I said, what's up again?
Yeah, what's up again? Yeah, the technical issues, yeah. They turn technical.
Well, yeah, when you're blinking power on and off and everything, I'm sure is not helping.
No, I mean, like, I'm sitting there. I don't even remember what I was talking about with you now. But, like, I was trying to take it somewhere, and then all of a sudden, you're no longer connected. Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were. I don't remember what subject we were on. So
predictions of the game, really. But, yeah. I mean, given that goalie is a youngster, I would put as much pressure on him as you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They need to come out and just, you know, be a shooting gallery on him.
You dang sure ain't going to do it with 11 shots and one period, though.
No.
No, 2 periods. Sorry. 11 shots and 2 periods the other night.
Yeah. No, they got to get more pressure on him. So.
I mean, yeah. And I don't know. Do you park the center of every line in front of them to screen them, or do you just come out all guns blazing? Like, do you even need to set up and do anything cute? Maybe not.
Park somebody big in front of him, you know, Jamie, Talandria, Pavs, you know. Put the guys in there that, you know, they can tip it past him and, you know, fire away.
Man, I hope they do that. I really do. What better way to, what better time to start than Toronto? 11 freaking shots in 2 periods. Ugh. It's eating me alive.
Yep. But they still won, so it's all we care about.
Yeah, true. I mean, I guess that means that they had quality chances over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
We've said that in another show too. Me and I believe K-Fitz, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since the internet's cutting in and out, since other stuff's cutting in and out, yay. Well, I don't have anything left to talk about. Do you?
Yeah, I'm good. We'll see what happens tomorrow night and come back later in the weekend in the week and see if it's good or if it's bad, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. Very important stretch coming up, at least I think, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, this next week and a half is going to be, it's going to be a good test for them. And, you know, I'm kind of along with the guys that, you know, it's good to get out on the road, you know, get a little more bonding because they, you know, they've got a few new guys on this team, you know, so, you know, find out, you know, which of your roommates snore and everything, you know. So, see if they make the rookies carry the bags and, you know.
Wait a minute. How do you find that out? Because I'd be interested to see that too.
Yeah. Well, usually the rookies carry, you know, well, at least down in the lower leagues. Yeah, I mean, these guys, Tyler Seguin does not carry his own equipment bag anymore, you know. That's pretty much out the door, but, you know.
My gosh.
Now it's just, you know, figuring out what suit do I take on the road, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty boy, isn't he?
Yeah. I actually asked Joel Hanley. I was like, okay. I said, I have to ask this. I said, not trying to be creepy or anything. I said, but how many suits, I said, do you own versus guys like Tyler or Jamie or, you know, some of the other guys? And he says he owns about 6 different suits.
Oh, he said,
Tyler, probably easily triple that.
Dang.
So.
And he learned that from Henrik Lundqvist, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure that, you know, of course these guys, you know, they like to dress nice and everything. But I, you know, I asked, I had to ask and go, okay, how many suits do y'all own, you know? And he's got about 6 and he mix and matches and, you know, and things like that and everything. So
nice.
That's, you know, that's kind of cool. You know, when a player will answer you, I asked him what Stankoven's nickname was and he never answered me on that one. So, you know.
I saw a guy once call him Stanky.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking it probably is. If
that actually irritated me, because that isn't that insinuating somebody smells?
Oh, well, it's Stankoven. You know. So I mean they are playing on the video board now, they're for one of the Stars intros where they're flashing some of the guys' nicknames. You know, like, of course, Chubbs is Jamie, but Duchesne's nickname is Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hockenpah's is Hal, H-A-L.
Huh.
So, okay. You know. And then I think I want to say Johnston's is Johnny.
So, here's Johnny.
And then, you know, of course, Pavs and Seggy. So, but it's got, but it's guys like Foxa and Delandria and everything. It's like, okay, what is your nickname? You know, what did they shorten your nickname to or your name to? You know, that was always kind of a fascination to me, even with the minor guys, you know. Especially with like Corpus Christi and stuff like that. I knew a lot of those guys' nicknames and everything. So, but just kind of interesting to know what, you know, what they call each other off, you know, on the ice to get, you know, get their attention and stuff like that. So
true.
But
I've always wondered how they communicated too. So
yeah.
Because you don't hear about it that well. I mean, you do hear it, but you know, you can't really make out what they say all the time.
Yeah,
I hear more often than not. I hear a lot of F-bombs.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love it when they're mic'd up and everything. And like our season ticket holder gift this year, or our experience, is the game that we play the LA Kings. So we get to go down after the game to get autographs with our players. I am so going to be on the lookout for Drew Doughty.
Oh, that's a good
one. He has always been one of my favorite players, and he is a trash talker. I mean, there's some mic'd up videos of him that he rips on people, and he is not kind about it.
Oh, and, I got to go look this up.
Oh, yeah. Go look up the trash talking ones, or I'll see if I can send you one that maybe your iPad will play.
If he's not jabbing my iPad, he's jabbing the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, it's mostly your iPad because I send you some really funny stuff and I can't play it.
Dude, it happens to everybody too. My mom, my sister, you. It's like, no, what?
I don't have iPad. I have Android. I have the smart one.
Oh, jeez.
Everything plays on mine.
Oh, geez.
I can even play TikTok videos on mine, and I'm not even on that site.
Easy killer. Easy. Easy.
See, I can't send you all of those because, you know, I don't know if you have the same warped sense of humor that I do. So,
I do.
I have a few select buddies that I send stuff to, of reels and everything. So, I find some funny ones too. So,
oh yeah, I've got your, yeah, we're similar sense of humor. I just don't want to do it on the microphone. So, you know, got to keep it clean, keep it nice. Yep. Keep it,
so
people thinking I'm a nice guy. I'm not.
So, so yeah, so this weekend, maybe we can set up another one and we'll see how the boys do tomorrow night. So,
heck yeah. I'll have to take notes tomorrow.
I've got some friends in town that are coming in that every time they've come in for a Stars game, we've never lost. So we're going to hope that trend continues.
Nice.
So, and they're from Toronto. So flew all the way down for this game. So,
oh, that's brutal.
Well, this was the one that I went up for their wedding, so they came down for this game. So,
oh, nice. Well, I hope you enjoy then.
So it should be fun, and we'll hope their luck will continue with us, and we'll win another one, and you know we'll keep nipping right at Colorado's heels, because as of right now we're only 1 point behind them in the standings.
That's not bad.
So. Oh, well, I say that, and I guess they won again. Yeah, they're 6-0, we're 4-0. So they're at 12 points, we're at 9 points. So
that dang overtime loss or shootout loss.
Shootout against Vegas.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, but like they were talking on the radio today that you know, Vegas had a weak start compared to a lot of teams. The only quality team that they've faced has been Dallas. So, you know. But, I mean, we haven't exactly, other than Pittsburgh and Vegas, we haven't exactly had a hard start. So.
Don't get me lying, man. I think every one of them is a hard team. Except for maybe Arizona.
Yeah. Well, and even the guy that was on the radio today, what was it, Biron, he used to be a goalie for the Islanders. He said,
yes.
He said that you know, it doesn't matter who you play, you still got to beat them, you know.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if Vegas, you know, started out with, you know, five of the easiest teams in the league and, you know, so – still got to beat them every night. You know, we've gotten beat by the worst team in the league numerous times, with getting beat by Anaheim or San Jose or, you know, something. So,
man, I think he listens to my show.
Uh-oh. Still have to go out and execute. So,
Yep, that's true.
But all right, man. Well, I will let you go before the rest of the storm gets to you, because I think it's coming.
So. It sure is. I just heard a big boom right outside this window.
Yeah. And it's coming my way too. So I'll be hoping my inflatables are there tomorrow morning when I get up for Halloween. So
this man asked me if I had inflatables ready to go.
Oh no, these are my decorations for Halloween.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's still fun picking on you and you picking back.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you for your time. Always fun. Thank you, BS3 Network, for letting us have a little bit of time to talk hockey. And Weldon, are we out of here?
We're out of here.
All right. Well, go Stars. Thanks again for joining me.
Go Stars. And we will talk to you later in the weekend. And we'll go back and reanalyze this one.
Heck yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's it. That was my buddy Weldon. We are in the middle of some pretty interesting rain. So if it sounds a little choppy, that's why. I did have to go a couple of times. And actually, one of the times that I left the recording was because, the rain kind of flickered the lights. So I'm sorry about that. And we'll have a better show next time, hopefully when it's not raining. Thank you guys for listening, and this is JJ out of here.